Welcome to the 17th SNI and SNI Digital Baghdad Neurosurgery online meeting, held on September 4th, 2022. The meeting originator and coordinator is Samer Haz, University of Baghdad and Cincinnati. The speaker on status of neurosurgery in Kurdistan, Erbil, is Dr. Anjum I. Rawandozi, Head, Department of Neurosurgery, Haller Medical University, Erbil, Iraq. The introduction is by Professor A. Hadi Al-Khalili, the former chair of the Department of Neurosurgery at Baghdad University.
Dr. Anjum, he is the head of Department of Neurosurgery in Erbil. That's the major part of the Kurdistan, Iraq. And he graduated from the medical school in 2006. And he is assistant professor. And he is a leader in the specialty in that area, and we are proud of his achievement. And he started literally the department from almost zero and reached a very, very high standard now. So, Dr. Anjum, the floor is yours.
Thank you, thank you, sir, for your nice presentation. And I'm proud to say that when you call me and you invite me to present this presentation, I was very happy. You cannot imagine how much I was happy when you call me and you told me that you are inviting me to this presentation, because you are one of the giants that I didn't get you during my training course during board taking in Baghdad. However, I want to say a great thing for all the neurosurgeon and teachers and attendants. It was very difficult for me to talk about this subject actually. It's needless to say that actually I am very busy regarding that. I am the head of neurosurgery in undergraduate and the postgraduate also, and I have my private work instead of working in Ministry of Health. So that's why it will be a very difficult talk, but I'm trying to summarize the situation. To start with Erbil, this is a situation of or the place of Erbil in Kurdistan. And it's a very old nation city. And maybe you know that it maybe returned back to 7,000 years of before century. So it is a very nice place. It's called in our language, in our local language called Erbil is Hawler. It's a very nice city, very calm and very friendly. I hope you have a time to visit it. And here is my place of origin, Rawandoz. It's a very amazing area. And it's very nice place for tourism. Regarding, I think Professor Hadi talk about my positions. So needless to say, but I'm proud to be that I am graduated from Tikrit University College of Medicine. What is written in Tikrit University College of Medicine is that it's problem-based. We learn in not a classical way of learning. We used to use the problem-solving way. So it was an integrating way of learning, and it was first to be used or to be used inside in our School of Medicine inside the Iraq. So I'm proud to be the first generation to be graduated from Tikrit University College of Medicine, because we are based on problem-based, which is different from the classical way of of teaching. And now, really, I'm as a head of neurosurgery in Hawler Medical University, we are also using an integrated system, but not the type of problem-based system. I don't want to pass through the technical points or the curriculum of the college. But recently, you know that, and maybe Dr. Ali Shalchi, as a dean of College of Medicine in Baghdad, he talked about this point. We are using an integrated system in curriculum. We are using small group learning. We are proud to say that in 2006, we are the first one who use OSCE exam. You know that it's very clinically practiced and to be more organized questions to be based for clinical assessment of the student. And lastly, I have been graduated and taking the certificate of board from a neurosurgical hospital in Baghdad. It was an amazing year. It was crowded, and as mentioned by other neurosurgeon, we passed through a very difficult situation during the wars that we passed through, and it was unfortunately a very good experience for us. Yes, our journey, when it starts through a very difficult one. Yes, we are proud of our seniors, our professor Saad Al-Witri, and proud to be practicing with also Professor Yashar Ghazi Ezergil and all the giants of neurosurgery, Majid Sami, Osama Mufti, and Kawasaki, and all other neurosurgeons like Dowling, Professor Young, and other neurosurgeons. So it's an important thing to do not stop in one stage. You should have an inspiring yourself to go abroad and to teach yourself, standing on other giants and learn from them how they practice neurosurgery and to practice it here in our locality. I think it's wise to start to mention Dr. Muhammad Ali, who was the first neurosurgeon in Kurdistan. He was at that time, he was the first neurosurgeon. At that time, he was just doing trauma surgeries. And because of lack of CT scan at that time, they used to refer patients to Baghdad or to Mosul, since there was a CT scan. And that's why the neurosurgical department in his era was a little bit diminished. And later on, Dr. Vulat Ibrahim he was a general surgeon actually. He has a great impact on neurosurgery in our in Hawler city, because he gets a diploma of neurosurgery in Baghdad and returned back to Erbil, and he established the modern neurosurgical unit from 2001 up to 2017. So he is a great man, and he deserves to be mentioned in this lecture. Followed by Dr. Imad Khalil, he was graduated from Iraqi board, and since 2004, he came to Erbil. He was starting to use to make craniotomies and a lot of classical spine surgery, and he has his handprint and footprint over neurosurgery in our locality. Later on, Dr. Raqib Sinyar, he was graduated. He's a Kurdish man from Hawler, but he graduated from Iranian board. He get Iranian board and he came to our locality 2005, and he has a great effort in spine surgery, especially on fusions and fixation cases. So he's inventor of spine fusion and spine fixation in our locality, and I think in the beginning of this year, and even in Iraq. And needless to say that our master and professor Samir Hassan Abboud started here to become in our region since 2006. And here is the progress, the major progress in the work of neurosurgery started in this area, starting that using all the modern techniques in neurosurgery, doing a lot of craniotomies, lot of spine surgeries, and also starting to become a center of board of Iraqi. And since 2006 and in 2008, Erbil became an Arab board center of neurosurgery in this locality. And he has a very important issue and important press regarding establishing the Kurdistan Board of Medical Specialization, who I am now the program director of it. But he started that in 2012 and 2013. And we are happy to say that we graduated more than 30 neurosurgeon from different types of board regarding Iraqi board or Arab board or Kurdistan board. And all of them, they are passing through the same line of teaching. And we are proud to say that we are now depending on ourselves to make the residents to take their clinical practicing and to take a degree of board. And lastly to say, in 2021, Gamma Knife Center have been started. And also this is a very important issue. It was a starting point regarding to use Gamma Knife in non-surgical cases. So recently we have two hospitals, one for emergency and one for elective cases. And daily we are doing elective and surgical cases. And we have a clinical center for patients, outpatient also for to examine them and to give them a medical treatment regarding neurosurgical point of view. Regarding Kurdistan Board of Neurosurgery, which is now established in our area, we are proud to say that we are a good team. And here is my friend on the left of the board is Dr. Ari. He's the director of Sulaymaniyah Center. And on the middle is Dr. Walid Rawi. He's the director of Duhok Center. And Dr. Hoshang, he is the director of Erbil Center. I talk about Gamma Knife Center, and we talk about that. It was a very, very great impact on cases regarding management of non-surgical, neurosurgical cases. And that's why we are happy to have this center, and it will be it has a good impact on the treating cases. Lastly, I want to, Professor Hadi talk about teamwork. Yes, I'm emphasizing on this point again and again. And in 2009, I joined my friend and my mentor, Dr. Ahmed Adnan Jaburi, and we tried to make a teamwork about to build a neurosurgical center. At that time, we bring a high speed drill and, let me say, suction tubes, and we try to establish a neurosurgical teamwork for neurosurgery and doing advanced cases regarding brain and spine. And we are happy to that we are till now working on advanced cases and difficult cases of neurosurgery, but unfortunately, to a little bit in private hospitals because of limitation of equipments, but still we join each other even in governmental hospital, in Hawler Teaching Hospital. We do a lot of cases in basal skull, transphenoidal cases, and endoscopic ventriculostomy cases, and a lot of microsurgical cases. That's why we are happy to join him and to take his experience. Lastly, I'm proud to say that we are happy to say that since 2009, we started micro discectomy as a micro discectomy. I'm taking this an ensemble of all the neurosurgical procedures, that we are happy that we are doing microsurgical discectomy from A to Z, from skin to skin using high-speed drills and microscope techniques with a small incision and very good outcomes. And I'm sure that I make it through in very fast way, but still I have a lot of to say. And I hope it was a good talk. And thank you. And if you have a question, I'm ready.
Thank you. Thank you, Anjam. It was really a good talk. It's very comprehensive and told us about the history of neurosurgery in Kurdistan area and the task which you have carried on your shoulders and the achievements which you have achieved with your colleagues and the teamwork. Thank you so much for the presentation. The floor is open now for any question or comment.
Can you stop the sharing, please?
Doctor, I mean, I had the opportunity to visit Erbil, your department, so I can attest how much it has grown. And it was in May 2009, and I have had a group photo. I am with Professor Walt Ibrahim in the center. You yes. are on the extreme left. So congratulations. Now you have moved to the center. So that speaks a lot of your effort. And yes, yeah. really, I was a humble guest at that time, and I saw the tremendous work that the Professor Walt Ibrahim has done and he was doing. Remember, this is 2009. This is another decade. We had severe yes. events, and the Kurdistan area was affected by the different internal issues. But you, and I can attest, listening to your the presentation, so congratulations. You
thank you, sir.
Really made an outstanding work, and yes, it's a wonderful city. And I recommend that we can establish relation with your department. You did very, very well. Congratulations.
Hopefully. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Yes, I first of all, Dr. Anjam, this is a wonderful talk. You told us of the history, which was very interesting. And again, another speaker talking about the great achievements that have happened in Iraq and with Iraqi neurosurgery. All the students or residents who are watching should understand that these are great accomplishments when compared with people in the world. And it doesn't have anything to do with how much money the country has. It has to do with the talent. And what we've seen here today are extremely talented people who have met challenges they've had individually and done an outstanding job. They would be outstanding anywhere in the world. And I think you mentioned some things that I know Hadi is very interested in. We are also, and that is teamwork. And this is particularly important in regard to looking at the future. You solve problems in your area in Erbil in a magnificent way. Others are dealing with the problems they have in an excellent way. And if I were the dean of the medical school, I'd be sitting here thinking about how can I put all these people together because I have incredible talent here and then deal with all the political forces I have. And I could see why he's up at 6 a.m. and goes to bed at 11 o'clock at night because some of that is a headache. But I think it's a great challenge, Dr. Ali, and we want to see if we can be of any help in helping you bring your message not only to Iraq but to the rest of the world. Superior achievements.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. Any question or comment? Any hand lifted?
I think Dr. Ali has a question.
Yes, Dr. Ali, please.
Thank you, Anjam, for this nice presentation. I have a comment. Really, you mentioned it, that we have started the integrated system. This system has been started, but we were trying it at 2010, and it was on the ground at 2011. We have now two groups have been graduated with the integrated system, and it was a great system. Now we have students who are making very nice researches at their fourth year, and some of these researchers are even getting in journals that have been, which are scoped us and so on. So we are now getting the fruits of this system. I think you are doing it and you know this is very well. This is a new teaching purposes. Now people are leaving the old classical way of teaching. Let us say that the college should be student core, not teacher core. It's a place for the students. It's the place where the student get knowledge. It's not the place where the teacher gives knowledge. It's now the area of the students, and they are now able to go to the hospital in their first year. Of course, not examining the patient, but at least visiting the hospital in the first year and the second year, so that they came accustomed to the place where they spent the whole life in. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Well, that's a good step forward, Dr. Ali and Dr. Anjam, for this integrated. In fact, it was started, this problem-based system in one of the universities in Iraq, which Dr. Anjam was saying, referring to the Tikrit Medical School north of Baghdad. The
supervision of Dr. And Ghanem started by Sheikh.
Yeah.
This was problem-based.
Started by the effort and the struggle. Sorry, Ali.
This was problem-based integrate. Our system now is integrated system.
So that problem-based was only in one medical school, started by the struggle and hard work of Professor Ghanem Sheikh.
Yes.
And now it was the only, and then they stopped it now in that medical school. But this integrated system is a progress.
He's following us. He know every one of the students and he is following our progress. So he know today that I am presenting this lecture and he's following me, my records, my presentations, my lectures. He's very, very kindful people. You cannot imagine how he's a wonderful guy.
I am in contact with him regularly.
He's a wonderful.
Indeed.
Like you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks. Any other question?
Did Hammer have a question? Samer have a question?
Samer, yes, please.
Actually, it's a comment rather than a question. I want to thank Dr. Anjam for his nice presentation. It's outstanding, as Dr. Osman always used this. And I think I enjoy the journey that he take us through. His qualification, then his department story. And I think he has a special taste with the suits selection and handkerchiefs. And I think that his presentation matched the same level. And I'm really thankful for that presentation and I'm proud of you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Can I make one more comment, Hadi?
Please,
Dr. Anjam, you mentioned, and we've just talked about a problem-based and problem-solving as a method of teaching in the integrated system. I happen to totally agree with you. One of the bases, actually, of SNI Digital is the fact that we've now, since the COVID epidemic or whatever this is, depended upon one-way teaching, which is Zoom teaching. That's in general not effective. It's very destructive for young people. As my colleague Dr. Lazarev has said, people wanted, he's talked to his colleagues in South America, people want discussion of information instead of just more and more information. They want to know, what can I do with the information? How do I understand the information? And that was one of the reasons to develop SNI Digital. This meeting is an example of getting integrated discussion about the topic. And we saw that with Dr. Anwar's talk and Dr. Ahmed's talk, which was not only information, but we had a chance to ask him questions about it. So I think it's an excellent, excellent way of teaching. It's problem-based, it's problem, that's how people learn. Excellent job.
Thank you very much, sir.
Any more comments or questions to Dr. Anjam? Well, thank you again, Dr. Anjam, for your presentation.
Thank you,
sir. Thanks a lot.
The video editors were Mustafa Ismail, College of Medicine, University of Baghdad, and Fatima Ayad, fourth year medical student, University of Baghdad. We hope you enjoyed this presentation. Please fill out your evaluation of this video to receive CME credit. This series is supported by the James I. and Carolyn R. Ausman Educational Foundation, owner of SNI and SNI Digital, and the Waymaster Corporation, producers of the Leading Gen television series, Silent Majority Speaks, Role Models, and the Medical News Network. This recorded session is available free on snidigital.org. Send your questions or comments to Ausman at snidigital.org. Thank you.